Imagine earning a degree that prepares you with real skills for the real world. Capella University's programs teach skills relevant to your career, so you can apply what you learn right away. Learn how Capella can make a difference in your life at capella.edu.
You're listening to a Mint podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Good morning, listeners. Welcome to Top of the Morning by Mint, your weekday newscast that brings you five major stories from the world of business. It's Thursday, May 16th, 2024. My name is Nelson John. Let's get started.
Top of the Morning by Mint.
After a couple of days of gains, the Indian stock markets fell on Wednesday. The Sensex shed 117 points, while the Nifty dropped by 0.16% during yesterday's trading session. Fake reviews have plagued e-commerce, but the central government might soon have a solution. The Ministry of Consumer Affairs wants to establish a quality check order to crack down on fake reviews on e-commerce platforms. Dharendra Kumar reports that these platforms will have to curb these dubious reviews or face action under the Centre's Consumer Protection Act. This proposal comes after there were a substantially large number of consumer grievances related to e-commerce on the National Consumer Helpline. In 2023, the helpline saw more than 440,000 complaints pertaining to e-commerce alone. Canada was a preferred destination for thousands of Indians every year. But that is now changing. As Devina Sen Gupta writes, applications to Canadian universities have dropped by more than 40% this year. Canada is to blame here. The government had vowed to cut its international student number by a third last year. Moreover, a housing crisis and lack of jobs have also dissuaded Indian students from flying there. Devina spoke to higher studies consultants who told her that this dip is likely to continue at least until the end of 2025. Which is when Canada is scheduled to have their next round of general elections. Health-conscious people have always read nutritional values of items when they buy any packaged foods. But what happens when the label themselves are misleading? To help that, the National Institute of Nutrition has issued a list of 17 do's and don'ts as dietary guidelines. This assumes importance as more than half of India's total disease are born out of unhealthy diets. Indian diets are quite low in protein. The guide recommends you to increase your intake of proteins to improve your health. As Sayantan Behra writes, some fruit juices contain way too much sugar and not enough fruit. Getting into mutual funds can be a little daunting. There are some 140,000 mutual fund distributors in India today. These distributors cherry-pick their best-performing funds to get you to invest your money. But past history is not a certain indicator of the future. Some buy stocks through banks because it's more convenient, but banks take a healthy cut out of your earnings. Neil Borat and Sashin Ningtongkong Jam outline some basic advice to help you choose a path through the mutual fund maze. They write what a golden distributor should have, and more importantly, how to spot a bad investment advisor. Remember, if it's too good to be true, it probably is. Hilton, Hyatt, Taj, Marriott, these are some of the most famous hotel chains across the globe. But now, real estate bigwigs want to get in on the action. Varuni Khosla writes that Prestige Group and DB Realty are among developers looking to expand their hospitality businesses. Varuni spoke with executives from the industry who hailed the next few years as the golden era for the Indian hotel sector. And everyone wants a piece of the pie. Some of these builders are co-investing with their hospitality companies to develop properties together. There's a fair amount of deal-making that is currently underway in this business. So expect a host of luxury hotels to pop up across India very soon. We'd love to hear your feedback on this podcast. Let us know by writing to us at feedback@lifemint.com. You may send us feedback, tips, or anything that you feel we should be covering from your vantage point in the world of business and finance. That's all for today. Thank you for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with a fresh episode of Top of the Morning. Have a great day.
Top of the Morning by Mint.
Earning your degree online doesn't mean you have to go about it alone. At Capella University, we're here to support you when you're ready. From enrollment counselors who get to know you and your goals, to academic coaches who can help you form a plan to stay on track. We care about your success and are dedicated to helping you pursue your goals. Going back to school is a big step, but having support at every step of your academic journey can make a big difference. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.